Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. We can see the global markets, kind of getting over the Omicron worries, and so is our markets, right? So we could see Nifty and Bank Nifty moving up by 1.56% and 2.47% respectively. Such a bullish day. We've always talked about the resistance zone from 17200 to 17325, and that resistance zone exactly being respected and Nifty closing just below that. For Bank Nifty, we always knew the very strong resistance at nearly 36500. Bank Nifty moving above that and closing above 36500 was definitely a good sign in Bank Nifty. Anyways, banks moving up with a lot of strengths and banks leading the day, taking all of the markets up, right? It's been a very long time where we've seen Bank Nifty closing nearly 2.5% up. At one point of the day, it was nearly 3% up. So yeah, a clearly strong, validated bullish day after a very long time. If you remember last Tuesday, today's a Tuesday, last Tuesday again, it was a clearly uptrending day, but towards the afternoon, a major sell-off happened and the day actually closed in the red. But today, again, after a very long time, we are seeing a strong bullish day where all the sectoral indices, Nifty, Bank Nifty, Nifty mid-cap index, small-cap index, everything closing strongly in the green as what we could see. So yeah, let's get into more discussion. Let's get right into the show. The name is Sharik Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So yeah, looking into the trade ideas that we shared in MarketFeed mobile application, two trade ideas were shared, and as you can see here, both of them moving ahead and hitting the target. A very good day there, right? So it's always, on days like this where it's a clear uptrend, it's very easy to trade, especially for intraday equity traders, for swing traders. It's a good day. You can easily find stocks moving up 1-3%, and it's very easy to book profits. Now, speaking about my option selling trades, as I mentioned in yesterday's show, I was in a double mind whether to enter today or not. But again, I waited. I did not enter today morning. I waited till some time, looked at how the market is performing, then I entered. So currently in Nifty, I've sold a 17600 call. I've also sold a 16700 put. Yeah, it's pretty far away, and if this goes well, I'll be definitely booking my 1% profits for the week. So yeah, in a good position already, looking forward to the week with a lot of hope. Yeah, let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. So I would start this off with the global market rally. We could see the Western markets rallying yesterday, even the US markets moving up a lot, which in fact triggered the major huge gap up opening today, right? It was a very big gap up opening that we saw in the market today. So yeah, that's happening. The global rally, the positivity, it happened yesterday. It's even happening today. The European markets are trading nearly 1.52% up. The US markets are also expected to open with a huge gap up. So things are looking good internationally. Another thing that has to be discussed is the crypto bill rumors, which are going around. Rumors are going around which says that there would be heavy taxation, there would be heavy penalties on people who are going outside the regulations. So a lot of rumors going around. So let's not reach to a decision, think about anything without any concrete update coming from the government, right? So let's keep it there is what I would say. Another stuff a lot of people I saw are talking on Twitter and on other platforms are, finance ministry actually said that the FIIs have raised concerns on the transition to T plus one settlement. I hope you know or remember what T plus one settlement is, right? We have discussed this on the show before. I think it was a few months before where when you buy a stock, the settlement being changed to T plus one. So today or yesterday, I'm not sure, finance ministry is saying that FIIs have raised a concern regarding this change in the settlement cycle. And there are speculations as to, is this the reason why FIIs are selling heavily in our markets? I wouldn't attribute to the same, but just mentioning the stuff which are being discussed in our ecosystem. Now we are looking into Nifty and Bank Nifty, a clearly bullish uptrend day. This is Nifty. that we are looking at. I'm sorry, I mean, I've been having a bad time, my health-wise, since the last week. And so, yeah, please bear with me. Yes. So, Nifty, as I said, opened with a huge gap up and then there was a clear down move, right? And it worried me. Price action wise, it worried me when 17,000 was broken on the lower side. See, this is 17,000 and the third candle actually crossed 17,000 with a lot of strength and I was a bit worried. But what happened? That candle turned into a wick. See, it became a wick. It took support exactly. This is 17,000. See, it took support exactly at 17,000 and then started moving up. And then once the day's high was broken, I was kind of sure that it's a strong indication price action wise. It's a very strong indication, moving down, taking support at a very known support and then starting to move up and breaking the day's high, that too with a strong green candle. It was a clear indication of strength in the market. And for a directional trader, for an options buyer or for a, I don't know, futures buyer for that matter, the market was easy today, right? I mean, the moment it broke 17,100, you could have easily bought and made some real quick, easy money. And likewise, when the market broke 17,200 as well, right? Market took resistance at 17,200, then again broke 17,200 with this again a large green candle with a lot of strength. Again, this was an easy money making opportunity for you. But anyways, breaking 17,200 means entering into the resistance zone of 17,200 to 17,325, which we always talk about, right? So this whole zone from 17,200 to 17,325, this will act as a resistance zone. So it went into the zone. 17,250 is one specific resistance inside the whole zone. It was taken and the Nifty moving down is what we could see, right? 17,200 was taken out with a lot of strength and then closed below 17,200. So even for tomorrow, we'll be discussing this better in the markets tomorrow section. But again, for tomorrow, this is the zone that you should watch out for, right? It's okay, right? The zone was tested today, came out. It can probably go up again. So I mean, that's how the markets function, right? I mean, it goes test something, come down again, then moves back up again. So this is all right, but it has to move back up again, cross 17,250 and then move down. That's okay. So this has to continue for the markets to move up from here is what I think. And speaking about the stocks here, Reliance up by 0.8%, Infi up by nearly 1%, TCS up by 1.26%. So IT and the major index heavyweights moving up, but it was clearly banking stocks which took the markets up today. Even if you look into Bank Nifty or Nifty, the top contributors were from the banking pack. ICICI Bank up by 3.5%, Axis Bank up by 3.6%, SBI up by 2.5%. Almost all the large banks majorly up today is what we could see. Looking into Bank Nifty again, Bank Nifty right from the word go was more bullish than Nifty, right? So when Nifty actually moved down in the first three candles, Bank Nifty did not. Even before Nifty showed indication of bullishness, Bank Nifty started moving up and Bank Nifty had a much larger bullish day. And at around this point is where I said Bank Nifty was nearly 3% up for the day, but yeah, moving down towards the close and closing just 2.5% up. So for Bank Nifty, 36,900 is a major level. We'll talk about this in the markets tomorrow section. Otherwise, nothing would be left for that. Speaking about the buzzing sectors, as I mentioned in the introduction, all the sectoral indices closing in the green. Is Nifty Metal who moved up the most by moving up by 3.13%. That is where I'll get into the buzzing stocks of the day. And I'll start that off with metal stocks. Hindalco up by 5%. And also, aluminium stocks are up in the day, including Hindalco up by 5%. SAIL is also up by nearly that much. So the news is, one is aluminium prices are going up. Number two is government is planning to increase customs duty of primary aluminium to 10% from 7.5%. So customs duty on aluminium is planning is to be increased by the government. And when that happens, the price of the domestic aluminium will go down and demand should go up, right? That's the expectation. And probably on that is what aluminium stocks have moved up and also Nifty Metal moving up in the day. Vodafone Idea, we've been talking about that for more than a week now. Vodafone Idea moving down by 5%. There's another interesting news doing rounds. ADF Foods. The name of the stock is ADF Foods, which has moved up by 11.5% today. So news doing its rounds is... sorry again. Yeah, ADF Foods has become Patanjali's sole distributor in the European Union and UK region. So that's the reason why ADF Foods have moved up by 11.5% today. So let's keep the stock on our radar and see what's happening in the stock in the coming days as well, right? Now looking into FIADA activity, I'm not sure if it's out yet. Still not out. I could see a lot of speculation doing its rounds on social media saying probably FIIs would have bought today. I'm not sure. Let's see what has happened. Maybe they would have still sold for a small amount. Not sure. Let's see when the data is out. Let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. Yeah, looking into the international markets, Europe is up. As I mentioned earlier, European markets, if you look here, they're up by 1.2%, 2.5%. So yeah, 1 to 2.3% is how much the European markets are up. Looking into the US market, US futures are up by 1 to 1.5% already. So definitely, we're looking at a major gap up opening in the US markets, and let's see the price action after the opening. SGX Nifty is also up from where Nifty has closed, is trading nearly 17 to 40 now. So things are looking good in the market. Market has clearly taken support at the whole 17,000 range and has started to move up. And when I look into the OI buildup today, all I can see is put options written everywhere. Both in Nifty and Bank Nifty, put options written everywhere. Now In fact, the put-call ratio in Bank Nifty has gone up to 1.1 now. It's after a long, long, long time that we are seeing a put-call ratio of more than 1, which indicates bullishness in Bank Nifty. Nifty put-call ratio continues to be at 0.7. So again, because of the fact that Bank Nifty was more bullish than Nifty today. So Nifty, the largest call OI buildup is at 17,500. The largest put OI buildup is at 17,000. Bank Nifty, the largest call OI buildup is at 38,000. Largest put OI buildup is at 36,000. Again, I expect expiry in this range itself in Nifty between 17,000 and 17,500. In Bank Nifty between 36,000 and 38,000, right? So let's see how things go in the coming days. So this is what I said earlier as well. I'll take Bank Nifty to begin with, right? So this is Bank Nifty. So if you actually zoom out, So if you look here, I want you to zoom out in the charts and you see 36,900. So you see this gap down opening here, right? After that, this blue line is 36,900. After which Bank Nifty moved down, came back up to 36,800 to 36,900 zone, which is this zone, took a resistance, moved down. Then it came back up again, took a resistance here and moved down. Then again, it came back up now, today, again took resistance at 36,800 to 36,900 zone and moved down. So it's okay. So again, if it moves back up, is probably when it can break that resistance zone of this gap, which we are talking about, right? We're talking about this gap here. So when 36,800 to 36,900 is broken, then it enters into this gap, which might get filled in the coming days if the strength is being continued in the markets, right? So this is one major level to be watched out for in Bank Nifty. 36,800 to 36,900. Let's say 36,900, which is the upper range of that zone. So I'll be watching 36,900 in Bank Nifty. If that is being broken, there would be further strength in Bank Nifty. And in Nifty, we know it's 17,200 to 17,325 to be specific. 17,200, 17,250, 17,300 and 17,325. These are major resistances. If these resistances are broken, then we are probably looking at a further up move in Nifty. So these are the upper levels, the resistance I'll be watching out in the market tomorrow. So based on this is how I would be adjusting my position. If 17,250 and 300 is taken on the upper side, then I'll be moving up my puts to 16,800 or 16,900 even in Nifty. And that's my trade plan for the week. So yeah, as usual, read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. With that being said, let's enter the final segment of the show, the Shaktam Watch List for tomorrow. So the first stock on the watch list is Adani Enterprises. So this is the setup that is being formed in Adani Enterprises. You can clearly see the levels here on the chart. Then we have RBL Bank on the watch list. Again, it has been consolidating a lot. It did not have as good as a day that other banks had from a price action perspective. it has gained a lot today, but that's majorly attributed to the gap of opening it had. Then we have Bharti Airtel from the telecom industry, which has had a lot of interesting days which went by. So yeah, I'm definitely adding Bharti Airtel onto the watch list, which just broke 700 today, right? Then we have Cipla on the watch list again. I hope you remember this, right? Last week when the markets kind of fell a lot due to the whole Omicron worry, it was Cipla which led the pharma sector to move up. I hope you see it here, right? It led the pharma sector to move up, and then the market started moving up, and then Cipla and the pharma sector started moving down. And now see, if you see, Cipla has reached back to a really good support, a very good support. So yeah, please add Cipla onto your watch list. And finally, we have BSE on the watch list. Again, one of our favorite stocks here from the whole pack of BSE, MCX, IEX, CDSL and the like. So it keeps consolidating and breaking out from a level, and it seems like it had a really good closing today. So let's see what's happening in the counter of BSE tomorrow, right? Do we have any questions? Yeah. So we have FII data out. So yeah, as expected, FII is still selling. FII is selling for 2,585 crores and DA is buying for 2,605 crores. So nothing has changed from FII DA activity is what we can see. So yeah, my plan for the week is very clear. Now good to see that Nifty is back into back above 17,000 for sure, even getting back into 7,200, 300 ranges. So things should get interesting and exciting from here. So yeah, wishing you all the very best. This is Mr. Adhishiptam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.